MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Quinton Rossi, CEO at Spear REIT. Results 6 months ending August. Revenue up 5.4%. HEPS off just over 3%. Distribution up 2% and a little. NAV 11.74 versus a closing price yesterday of R9.70. Quinton, appreciate the early morning time. You talk around positive leasing momentum as a hallmark of the half year for 2025 financial year. How are vacancy levels and rent reversions coming through in the six-month period?
Morning, Simon, and morning to your listeners. Simon, I think for the six-month period, we've seen positive momentum, and I'm very pleased because coming out of COVID, this is probably the first half year that all of our subsectoral investment assets have made a contribution towards the performance in the half year, despite the higher for longer interest rates, despite operating cost creep and some kind of challenges with regard to the environmental impact in Cape Town. But the leasing momentum has certainly picked up. I mean, Cape Town is buzzing. It's becoming a 12-month of a year city. And I think that we're set to benefit across our asset types as a result.
You're braver than me. Those Cape Town winters still scare me. How's office? You signed some big office deals. And when we chatted, it would have been 6 months ago with your financial year 24 results, you were saying, you know what, office is it's hard, but it's certainly looking better. And you signed some big deals.
Yeah, quite right. I mean, we've seen almost a 10,000 square meter reduction in our office vacancies from the end of the last financial year to the end of this interim reporting period. Mm-hmm. And that's largely driven by a strong return to office momentum across the public and private sector. Also, given the consistent semigration trend that's taking place in Cape Town. And I think also a big contributor to that has been just the coming out of a free and fair election. A lot of people were sitting on the kind of fences, not wanting to commit pre the elections. And I don't think we could have asked for a better outcome for South Africa. We saw governance continuity in the Western Cape under Premier Alan Windey. Mm-hmm. And that sense of optimism was just again reinforced by a contraction in bond yields, in addition to 200 plus days without load shedding. And these are the things that have, I think, around investment committee tables, companies are saying, well, you know what, let's push ahead with that CapEx. Let's push ahead with that expansion plan. Let's push ahead with doubling our headcount or increasing our headcount. And the BPO sector, the fintech sector, the online sector, the renewable energy sector, all of these companies, when they're choosing a place to put down their flags, Cape Town is ultimately their first choice. And it's first choice from a real estate perspective, but it's also first choice from a municipal perspective, from an environmental perspective. And it's a beautiful city. Who would not want to have their offices in Cape Town?
No, agreed on that point. You mentioned cost creep there. That is a function of certainly the inflation. I know that we got a nice 3.8% for September, but it's been expensive out there. We've got the higher rates. But you kind of managed it. You call it creep rather than sort of run away. You seem to be on top of it. And has it sort of lessened in the, almost 2 months since the period end?
Yeah, I think there's nothing that's passive about real estate, and we have to be maniacal in terms of every line item on that income statement. Mm. And our chief operations officer Cliff Tureen made the point the other day to say that with our regional focus doesn't just give us exposure to high quality Western Cape assets, but what it does, it allows us to really on a granular level, have those deep relationships with suppliers, have those and also the negotiation power in terms of economies of scale, to be able to try and do whatever we can to drive down the cost creep. But when it comes to, I think, the biggest contributor to cost creep in our portfolio would be the office portfolio. And that's purely because office buildings are expensive to run. They're expensive to manage because you've got lifts, you've got central air conditioning systems, you've got all these other multiple functions that you need to provide as a landlord in order to keep your tenants happy, to keep your rentals growing, and ultimately to try and build your net property income.
How's the George development doing? If memory serves you, you started doing the bulk infrastructure, what, about a year ago. Your intention, and you state quite clearly, not to take speculative development risk. Where are you in the George process?
So we are at the back end now of our civil infrastructure process. Mm-hmm. We did phase the infrastructure in two phases, one which was the bulk infrastructure in terms of roads and other services, and the second phase was electrical and then the coordination of electrical plus infrastructure with the municipality of George. So we're on the back end of that now, and we anticipate to commence the first top structure towards the end of the first quarter next year. We've also been working very closely with AXA and the Civil Aviation Authority. Given the fact that it's in an airport support zone, there are a couple of requirements that we need to coordinate with AXA, which is not the worst thing in the world, because having that cooperative relationship with with the airports company is very important for us, because we also get insights into when they're going to be pulling the trigger on the expansion of the George Airport, the passenger terminal, in addition to their cargo terminal.
A last question. We've chatted a lot around power. You have put a lot of time and effort into renewable energy in many of your properties. Some folks are saying, oh, load shedding's over. But the power was, I mean, yes, it was load shedding, but it's bigger than that. It's about renewable energy. It's about getting off grid because Eskom's so incredibly expensive.
No, quite right. I mean, we follow a people, planet, profit approach. We want to place less reliance on fossil fuel-generated electricity supply. And that's also one of the reasons why we've, you know, from 2018 to date, we've scaled from a 297 kilowatt peak system at inception to almost 8 megawatt where we stand today, because the business case, the environmental case is incredibly strong. We haven't gone the battery route for two specific reasons. One, the city of Cape Town operates at two levels below the national load shedding schedule when we do have load shedding. And second is that the city's dispatchable power tender should be operational within the next 12 months, which means that we should be protected between level one and level four. And 93% of our assets are supplied by the city of Cape Town. So we think there's a risk mitigation there without potentially risking abortive cost in terms of batteries. And also, quite right, with the NERSA tariff increases, we can self-generate between 25 and 30% of our own power at a far lower cost, therefore improving the yield, call it between 13 and 18% return on PV solar, which again becomes another asset type investment within the spare portfolio, just from a roof rental perspective or from a CapEx or installment sale perspective.
Yep, got you on that. And stage four, I mean, I think we can almost put our hand on our heart and say no more stage fours coming. Quinton Rossi, CEO of Spear REIT, always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.